This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and thanks for joining me for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It's Wednesday in the middle of the week, and I thought it might be fun today to jump into this one thought. Talk this way. Now, every time I use those words, I cannot get Steven Tyler and Aerosmith out of my mind. So let me just get this out of the way early. Walk this way. Talk this way. Okay, I'm better now. Today, let's talk this way. Most of us can't imagine what it would have been like to walk and talk with Jesus physically as he made his way across Galilee. I mean, if we could have been there, we would have seen him touch the sick. We would have been amazed as he walked across the waves of the stormy sea. I mean, we surely would have been inspired as we heard him teach and then been mesmerized as he explained the meaning of his teachings to a smaller group. Imagine what it would have been like to ask him whatever question came to mind. So when the disciples saw Jesus perform miracles and teach, they didn't clamor on and on, like, Lord, teach us to teach like you, or Lord, teach us to do that miracle. Instead, what captured their attention was hearing him pray. He was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John also taught his disciples. They wanted to know how to talk to God in prayer. And you can read the story in Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. But it started with a plan for prayer. In the first four verses, we discover a plan that will help us pray in a way that's pleasing to God the Father, and it might keep us on track. In many ways, this is the simple prayer plan for our life. First, offer praise. Whatever you pray, say, Father, your name be honored as holy. Praise is a very important part of our prayers. We often forget that this is a time to tell God that we are still in awe of him. Secondly, it's purpose. Your kingdom come. It's easy to forget that we have a responsibility to fulfill God's purpose in our world. We are a people on mission, or we should be. Praise, purpose, and then physical needs. Give each of us our daily bread. One of the promises that should give us hope for each day is that God does indeed supply our every need. Then, spiritual needs. In verse 4, it says, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone in debt to us. Now, there's not a day that goes by that we should not be mindful of the forgiveness, grace, and compassion of God. It's a healthy reminder for a group of people to think of themselves as participants in a weekly meeting of Sinners Anonymous. And then there's protection. Verse 4 again, and do not bring us into temptation. It makes sense that the same loving, compassionate, kind Savior that went to such great lengths to have a relationship with us would also take the time to protect us. His plans and desires for us are so much better than anything we might plan for ourselves. The problem we have is that sometimes we don't make wise choices, and he desires to help us with that time. You know what that leads to? That leads to a parable for prayer. In verses 5 through 9, part of what is spoken in verse 8 says this, because he is his friend, yet because of his persistent, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. Jesus takes the time to explain the importance of persistence using a parable. Like the man in the parable, we need to be faithful to keep asking. We must always remember that the Father wants to hear from us. He is always willing to listen, and you don't annoy him when you come with a heart that desires his best for you. And then it finishes with a promise for prayer in verse 10 through 13. Jesus concludes this lesson on prayer by sharing with his disciples the principle of asking and receiving. If you keep looking, you'll find an answer. If you keep knocking, the door will be open. And Jesus shares some of the most refreshing and reassuring news that we could ever hear. How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? We are promised that God hears and responds to our prayers. And that is great news for us, his kids. So today, in the middle of this week, don't allow yourself to become weary as you pray for things. This reminder from Jesus is on how to pray should encourage us. When it seems like the answers are slow to come, remember this passage. Jesus knew he would feel that way, and he tells us to keep on praying. We find security in the fact that God hears and will respond to our prayers. If you were to describe your prayer life, would you use words like persistent and perseverant? You see, this intimate moment between Jesus and us ought to inspire us to have a stick-to-it attitude about our prayer. Today, go pray like this and meditate on those things. God bless you. We'll see you again soon.